Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, I have good news and I have bad news.
Good news, bad news. Let's see, which one do I want first? Let's back into with good news. Bad news first.
Okay,
bad
probably news. The nicest text we've ever received.
That's the bad news?
No, that's the good news. Oh, wait, what did you say you wanted?
Bad news first.
Oh, okay, here's this. One of the best texts is the good news. One of the saddest texts is the bad news.
Oh. Okay, they're both right there.
Yeah.
All right, bad news is...
Hey, I just wanted to let you guys know that you completely duped me. So thanks. I took a trip out to Lyman to find the mall you were talking about with the world's largest waterfall, and I found out it was a lie.
No, your GPS is wrong.
Yeah, how could
because,
you not find that?
Yeah, it's right there. It's right off Main Street.
It's
easy
huge.
To find. Huge. You can see it from space.
Really?
So big.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. All right, next.
The world's best text was this one. Good morning. Just wanted to say happy Thanksgiving and let you know that I am grateful for you guys. I listen to you all when I'm getting ready for work and then when I'm driving in. And I literally can't imagine my mornings without you.
Aw.
Yeah, we're your duper station.
Yeah. Liars.
Oh, my God. Did we say it was the largest waterfall? Is that what we went with?
I remember largest mall. I don't remember
no,
the waterfall.
No, it was a waterfall.
Park.
It was a waterfall.
Yeah, I
yes.
remember
was
largest
waterfall
indoor,
too?
Yes. indoor waterfall.
A water park.
Yeah,
largest
no, just indoor waterfall.
Yeah, because it's the largest water feature. It was a waterfall in the inside.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
I just can't remember the lies. Well, you know that's part of the problem is when you lie a lot, you can't remember.
Well, you know what my mom always told me?
Yeah.
The easiest way to go through life is not to lie. Then you don't have to remember.
No, exactly.
Words to live by.
Yeah.
Exactly. But it's too late now. I mean, jeez, I've lied this long.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm not going to clean it up now.
So, you guys, just so you know, there's no waterfall in
the But the
bad.
World's largest mall is still there.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Hey, somebody just texted. I don't know if this is true or not. If you have a frozen turkey, you need to take it out today.
Yes.
So, there you go. The other thing that's going viral, and I don't agree with this at all. They're saying nobody needs to see your picture of your turkey on social media. I disagree. I don't mind it.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they're all, you know, kind of the same.
I've never done it.
You haven't?
No, I've never posted a turkey.
I have, just because we light ours on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen your blazing turkey.
Yeah. Well, it's flaming a flame. It's a flamer.
Yeah. It is a flaming turkey.
It is a flaming turkey.
It's pretty cool.
I'll tell you how you do it. You take sugar cubes and then you soak them or you know, sprinkle them with vanilla extract. And then when your turkey comes out, you make six little slices on the top of the turkey. Put the sugar cubes in them. Light them on fire. Boom, you got a flaming turkey, and then that sugar coating kind of goes over the skin.
Yeah.
So it's really good.
Yeah. And that's not the only recipe. You can use kerosene, gasoline, there's all kinds. You'll still get a flaming turkey.
Yeah, you can use a sparkler right out the butt.
You'll get a flaming turkey. So there's many ways to make a flaming turkey.
Many. All right, demure is the word of the year, demure. This all took off because of this person. I forgot their name, but anyway.
LeBron.
Here, huh?
LeBron. Jules LeBron.
Yeah, Jules LeBron. Here it is.
See how I do my makeup for work? Very demure, very mindful. I don't come to work with a green cut crease. I don't look like a clown when I go to work. I don't do too much. I'm very mindful while I'm at work. See how I look very presentable? The way I came to the interview is the way I go to the job. A lot of you girls go to the interview looking like Marge Simpson and go to the job looking like Patty and Selma. Not demure. I'm very modest. I'm very mindful. You see my shirt? Only a little chichi out. Not my chocho. Be mindful of why they hired you. Here's your reality check, diva. What's the name you'd like me to make it out to?
Look, I'm just going to guess, but with that voice and that attitude, I got a feeling she wasn't hired.
What?
That person that we just played?
Was it hired?
Was it? She's talking about going to an interview.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
She's she was hired because she's very demure.
Yeah. She talks about going to the job.
Yeah, Who hires that person?
She said how she is at the
job. Can you imagine in a job what a load that would be?
No, because she only has a little chichi, not her chocho. Duh.
I guess I missed that part.
She only shows a little chichi. And not her chocho.
I want more chichi. How about
that? You can't
go
full blown chocho.
I just want to know what a chocho is. I feel like is what's it? Well, I don't even know what I think a chichi or a chocho is. I'm not sure what parts I'm on right now.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I want to know. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yep. Anyway, you are not very demure today.
I'm not.
No.
Why not?
You are not very demure.
What is demure?
And demure means like you're just like calmly cool. Demure.
Calmly cool.
You're classy.
Yeah, you're demure.
Classy.
Like sort of reserved, yeah.
Right. But you look respectful.
Yeah.
Like you're respectful. You're just chill.
Chill.
But put together chill. Does that make sense?
No.
Right, because let's talk about your elbow.
Oh.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, I don't know.
Spadil, did you see this?
No,
his entire elbow is popping out of his shirt.
What? How did you rip that?
I don't know.
It's like the size of the Grand Canyon.
It was fine when you got here this morning.
It was?
I think so.
No, it wasn't.
We didn't notice it until just now, right?
So let me tell you what that is.
Yeah, I don't know. I got a hole in my shirt.
That's an adjective for demure.
What do you mean?
An antonym, you mean?
I mean an antonym. Sorry.
Yeah.
You are absolutely the opposite of demure.
I am?
Yes.
I'm holy.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't know what that's from.
That's a crater. That's
not a hole. I noticed it this morning when I put my elbow on the center console.
That is one hell of a hole.
Driving into work because it was so cold. And I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah.
And I got a hole in my shirt, but yeah.
Yeah. Not very mindful either.
Is anyone, Jamie, just quickly here, demure. Who on this show is the most demure?
Carson.
Okay.
He's
chill.
Like, chill, put together.
Okay.
Demure.
Yeah.
All right.
No holes in the clothing.
Right. Yeah. I would call him the most demure.
The most demure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm not sure I know what it is, but.
Somebody says, here, this will help BJ. It means not trashy.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I like trashy myself. Okay.
So I like trashy's fun.
I embrace trashy.
Yeah. I mean, demure sounds like a lot of work.
It sure does. Well, that's what I meant by that girl being hired. Can you imagine how much work that is around the office?
Chi-chi,
drama, man. Yeah. Drama. Demure is drama.
Chi-chi, cha-cha. Chocho, not cha-cha. All right, we're all going to gain 6 pounds before the end of the year.
Bring it.
You know what? I don't know if this is a compliment or a criticism, but you know, I told you about that whole story with that psycho girl. Like, I want to see your camera, blah, and then you took pictures. We're crazy bitch. Anyway, there was a guy and a couple that I'd seen a long, long time ago, and they walked in and they go, oh my God, I didn't even recognize you, Jamie. You've lost so much weight. Is that a compliment?
Yes, it is.
It's a compliment.
I don't know. That means I was one fat pig.
No, it just means they recognize the fact that, see, you guys aren't happy with anything.
They're acknowledging
No, listen. Hang on a second. Right. You're not happy with anything. Here's a person that walks up to pay you a compliment, and you find a way to take that the demeaning way.
It's better than not saying anything.
They thought I was a big...
No, they never even entered their mind. It's just, you look different. I don't know why, but you look good.
No, they said, oh my God, we didn't even recognize you. You've lost so much weight, you fat pig. That's what they said.
They didn't say the fat pig part.
I'm just saying, they didn't have to say the other part.
I'm just saying. You look for a way to find... The negative in a compliment.
Anyway.
That's hard to do.
It is.
Have you met women?
That's worse. You know, my wife's the same way, though.
Yeah.
I can say something and she'll twist that thing around. And I don't mean that in any way, but it'll get twisted.
And I don't know why we have such a hard time as women taking compliments.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like, oh my God, no, I don't. I look horrible. You know,
see,
like,
that would
if
never...
you're like, oh my God, your hair looks so good. No, it doesn't. It's so horrible. Oh my God, it's so just... We don't just say thank you. Like, you got to learn to say thank you.
Yeah, you can say, oh man, your hair looks great. You'll think, oh man, he just called me a sea hag.
Yeah, we should learn to say thank you. You are correct about that. All right, so just expect to add on some fat.
You know, I saw that story about the adding on of fat from 5 to 10 pounds, I think it is, over the holidays, right? I wonder if this year that doctors are seeing Ozempic shots shoot up.
Oh, I'm picking mine up today.
This time of the year?
I am.
Just saying, you're going to get that holiday rush.
No, it's true. I'm going to go over to Revive MD today.
I bet you a lot of people.
Yeah.
Are doing the same thing.
I am. I'm not kidding. I'm on the saying, Bible, they have it ready
thinking
for me.
Of that. I was thinking of this when I saw that about gaining weight. I thought, I'll bet you doctors are seeing a rush of appointments right now of people going in to get this shot so they can lay off the pecan pie.
I know. And then one of the girls, because I said I'm going to pick it up today, and one of the girls like, no, enjoy Thanksgiving. And here's the thing. With Ozempic or whatever, it doesn't make you not enjoy Thanksgiving. It's just that you only take like a couple of bites. You don't inhale the whole meal.
To the point where you have to unbutton your pants.
Right, right. You just eat enough until you're full. It's the weirdest thing.
I want to unbutton.
I do too. I want to be stoned.
I want to unbutton, so I don't have a problem with that.
Speaking of which, did you see that one guy said that he tried to eat like Donald Trump for an entire day? And he's been bedridden because he's so sick.
This sounds disgusting.
Oh my God. He said, I found a newfound respect for the president-elect who consumes multiple McDonald's burgers, Milky Way candy bars, Doritos chips, milkshakes, and up to a dozen Diet Cokes per day. He eats 5,000 calories. This is Donald Trump. 5,000 calories, 253 grams of fat. Three times the recommended level of 78 grams. He has 253 grams.
How does this guy know?
I guess it was in a book.
Yeah, he even took down like an entire Doritos bag full, like ate the entire thing. It was 2,500 calories.
Oh,
alone.
God. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he washed it all down with yet another Diet Coke.
Oh.
For dinner, it was two Big Macs and two Filet-O-Fish. Some of the Trump's closest allies claim he only has one of each, but in the book, Let Trump Be Trump, his aide said when the Don is hungry, he doubles up. So he also has a small chocolate. I mean, that is, how is he alive?
Yeah, I don't know if I buy it.
I do.
That's a lot.
I mean, he's always
eating. Guys, 5,000
calories.
But you can't do that every day.
He eats a lot of crap.
Well, I'm sure, but I'm just saying every single day that much.
Oh my God!
Two hamburgers,
that's a lot.
Two Big Macs. I couldn't do that. Two Big Macs and a fillet of fish and fries and everything at dinner every single night. I don't know.
That other guy, his buddy RFK or whatever, isn't he trying to make America healthy again?
Yeah, that's his whole thing.
Well, he's got
that's
a whole project deal. Over there.
Yeah.
You
got
to start from the top.
I don't want to make it healthy again. I like the food that we have. Yeah, I mean, it's better than the, you know, if you go out and buy vegetables. I mean, that's boring, guys.
I will tell you.
I like food.
They kind of ruined McDonald's French fries when they took away that horrible oil.
Yeah, you want them to go back to the beef tallow, right?
Yeah. So my girlfriend owned six McDonald's, and she said everybody in their whole family was just, because it was mandatory to change oil. And she said they all still remember, and they have a little bit of it set back, the old oil, for special occasions at home.
You really?
They bring out the special oil. Let's go.
I'll say they still have the best fries.
They do have the best fries.
They still do.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I know they changed the oil. I can't tell that much of a difference. Maybe I could if you put both in front of me and I ate them. But as of right now, I've been conditioned to the new stuff. But they still have the best fries.
I just wish they'd fry them a little bit, like 5 seconds longer.
See, I like Wendy's because they stay crispy. Even when they're cold, they're crispy.
They're crispy?
Yeah.
Because McDonald's, I get some floppers. It reminds me of ex-boyfriends.
Yeah.
And it looks like RFK wants to bring back the beef tallow, so they'll go back to the old fries.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought that stuff killed you.
That's what he said. His thing is, like, they didn't, the science wasn't correct back then, that the seed oils that they use now are actually worse for you than the beef.
What?
Holy crap.
Yeah.
I swear. It was like when, what was that? Oh my God, it gave you the Hershey squirts when you ate those chips.
Olestra?
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah.
People were just pooping their pants after eating some chips.
Yeah. I did.
Speaking of which, just finally for you guys, BJ sometimes doesn't understand what I'm saying, right? And that's okay, because he doesn't fully listen. And so I was just talking on my own to Carson, just having a nice conversation about the turkey trot, and all of a sudden I hear, "You got the turkey trots?"
I get them every year. Every year, right after that pecan pie.
It's like Brown what, Friday,
the
man.
The turkey trots, we
it's
all get.
Friday.
It's like I was talking about a turkey trot, and you're like, "No, you weren't. You said you got the turkey trots."
Yeah. What were you talking about then?
An actual walk, a turkey trot.
Yeah, like...
It's a walk you
they
do.
They have them all over on Thanksgiving.
I've never heard of those. There's only one turkey trot that I know of. And man, does it hit you. Gravy doesn't help either. Oh, you combine that with cranberry, okay. Folks.
All right.
You'll get
we're
the turkey
done.
Trots.
There you go. Tabloid trash.
BJ and Jamie.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You can find us on the Odyssey app. You'll get the podcast there later. Earlier this morning, we talked to the Mountain Wave weather guy. We love that dude, John. And John told us that if you're headed to the mountains today, it's going to be crucial. You got to get going because there's a chance that you won't make it through the mountains if you don't get going quickly. All right, so that's first of all. And down here, the snow varies. Could
yeah,
be a couple of inches here, could be 4 inches there, could be 8 inches here. I mean, it's all over the place this morning.
Yeah, I saw that. And it starts tomorrow morning?
I think tonight.
Tonight.
Late tonight.
Okay. Right. But again, if you're headed up to the mountains, we've seen some of the pictures from Vail. They've already got over a foot of snow up there.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I don't know what the road conditions are. I haven't checked lately. But it's pretty nasty.
So go to CDOT. I really highly recommend that. If you're, and by the way, I might come back in a body cast, but that's a different Oprah.
What do you mean?
Because I haven't been skiing or snowboarding in a couple of years, and I'm going up this weekend, and I'm fearful.
Yeah, you're yeah. going to be sore.
Bilateral wrist fractures.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
It is. Well, especially boarding because you catch an edge.
When you're out of control up there.
Oh, my God.
I've almost hit a tree up there before.
Yeah.
Pulled a big Sonny Bono before you know it.
Oh,
smack.
Oh, I don't
right
think it has
a tree.
Game.
Well, it's been long enough.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been years.
Yeah.
It's been
so
years.
I am concerned about my health. Oh,
yeah.
God. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you because I don't have a lot of fun when I'm not very good at something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And that's the thing is like my kid is so good at snowboarding. Like he's, you know, he does the rails and all that crap and jumps and stuff. And he's like, "Why are you already tired?" I'm like, "Because I'm falling every 5 seconds.
You're
which
getting
means,
beat up.
Yeah.
You're just like going down. Everything's fine. My body's like, I got to get back up."
Yeah, I'm a one run person.
Yeah. Yeah. Woo. That's enough. Anyway. Yeah. So
I'm out of there. All right. BJ and Jamie's Giving Tree. Pushing this really hard because it's time to nominate. We need families with kids. It's all about the kiddos for the holidays.
Yeah, and so here's the deal. The cutoff is on Sunday, so please get the family that you want to nominate. Get them in there. Go to alice1059.com, and you'll see it right there, right smack dab in the middle of the website. Again, it's alice1059.com. Nominate a family that has little kids, and we're going to hook them up for Christmas, hopefully.
Yeah. We put 20 families up on the tree. They've got kiddos. You then go out and purchase. When people adopt these families, you purchase for the kiddos toys, and it turns into a wonderful event that we do at Dave and Buster's, which, by the way, is a sponsor, obviously, along with Longmont Dairy and Steel Bros Heating and Cooling. Nominate today.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. One more time, the BJ and Jamie Giving Tree up and running 2024. You can nominate a family. Just go to the website in order to do so.
Nominate.
My microphone's all messed up.
I know, I see that.
Yeah, it's all flippy.
Anyway, so go on there, alice1059.com, and nominate a family for the Giving Tree.
All right, so you've got Ralphie coming to town, first
tomorrow.
Time since he's been at college, right? Yes. That's pretty exciting. You guys are going up to the mountains. He's going to do a little boarding. He's got a list of restaurants he wants to hit here in town.
Yeah, because he's
in
California the whole time.
Full weekend.
I know. It's going to be fun. I can't wait. Tomorrow I'm picking him up.
Yeah, I've got the same thing.
Hopefully
I've got my
no
boys coming in.
There's no issues with the flights for your kids and my kids.
Seriously.
There shouldn't
it does
be.
Does a pretty good job.
You should be okay.
Yeah.
Well, mine's not until Friday.
Yeah.
So the weather shouldn't be a problem. What is that?
What's that?
I'm on hold.
Oh, okay.
Fine. Sorry. I just,
who are you on hold for?
Revive MD.
Oh.
Yeah. Just
trying to get that shot, huh?
Trying to get my mice and my glasses.
You got to get your fix.
Yeah, I just, gotcha. I'm just on hold. So
they should be answering anytime. So I think we'll just sit and wait.
Okay. They said it was going to be a brief hold.
Okay.
This doesn't feel very brief.
Yeah. I like those messages where they say, just leave your number, we'll call you back.
Oh, my gosh.
I like
those.
Do they ever do that, though?
Yes, they do.
Oh, they do? I've never done that.
Oh, I use it all the time.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, it works great.
But then I feel like I always have to wait for my phone. Like, I have to be on a ready.
You don't want to miss it, because then you have to go back in the queue again.
Well, it's usually within 15 minutes you get called back.
Can I just
so
say this is
it's
not very
bad.
Brief at all?
But I will tell you this. I will tell you this. Here's the ones I hate, okay?
Okay.
And this happens to me quite a bit, and I despise it. I hate it, and I think that companies that do this, you should go out of business. I hope you go bankrupt, okay?
Whoa.
No. That's the ones when you've gone through the hoops and all the, you know, whatever it takes to get to somebody. You finally get somebody on the phone. It's taking you a good 12, 15 minutes to do so, right? And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they're going to transfer you to somebody else that's going to take it to another level.
Welcome to the IRS.
They're going to take it to another level. And what happens? They disconnect
you. Oh, no.
And they don't call you back.
No.
You have to start from scratch. Those are the people I hate.
Listen, ask Tony, right? Tony used to be my CPA. Ask him about us sitting in the conference room for 2 hours on hold with the IRS, and they did the same thing and dropped us.
Yeah.
And then guess what? Then it hit 5 o'clock, and they were their time,
and then
they
cut it off.
I had a person with, and I'm trying to think who it was with. I think it was an insurance company. It was somebody that I was trying to contact. It takes forever just to get them on the phone. You have to go through, like, you know, all kinds of hoops just to get to somebody. Finally, you do. They're going to talk to you, and you're explaining your situation. It goes on for 5 minutes, and then they're going to transfer you, and that's when they lose you. But they don't call you back.
No, they don't care.
I understand that if you're transferring somebody, you could lose them, but have the decency and the courtesy to call me back. Please?
I have bad news. Sounds like I'm going to be fat again.
Yeah.
They still haven't picked
up. They're not going to answer. You're just going to be on hold all day.
It's Thanksgiving. Yeah. Why not just go ahead and go
for it?
Just go ahead. Put the shot off until the first of the year.
Just put the butter on the biscuit.
You look good with an extra 15.
Oh, wow.
Well, I mean, if you gain an extra 15 pounds, it's a good look.
The average is like 6 pounds. Yeah, now you're going to 15 automatically?
Well, wow. I say go for it.
Full set.
I think at 15, you look good. You look really good.
BJ and the heifer?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just plump it up, you know? I plan on going for it.
I'll be the white Lizzo.
Yeah. Let's do this together. I'm going for it. I'm not holding back at all during the holiday.
I know.
It's just boom.
Now, do you wear sweatpants?
The time.
No, I'm on Thanksgiving. Or do you get dressed up?
No, I don't get dressed up to come here.
I know.
Why would I get dressed
that
up
is
at
true.
All?
No, I just think like people usually dress nice.
No, I feel like you wear
sweatpants.
Sweatpants all the way, t-shirt, holes in it,
ready for anything.
I'm doing all the cooking, so
comfortable.
I got to be comfy for it. So yeah, but I have no problem with just pigging out throughout the holidays.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Now I'm not going to go. You know, I'm not going to jump into the Colorado candy. That would be easy to do. I save my calories for the stuff I really like.
Gotcha.
For through the holiday.
By the way, if you're wondering why I have that white bag with the Colorado Candy Company candy in it, it's to take to somebody as my, like, thanks for hosting me gift.
Yeah.
It's a weird look to have that bag in your hands and be on hold for the Ozempic.
Yeah.
It's a contrast
look. It is odd.
You know, you're holding a white bag right now that says Colorado Candy Company, and you're waiting on a shot to keep you from eating it.
Yeah,
it's a very disturbing picture I'm looking at right now.
Very divided.
No, I mean, here she said, look at it. We're on hold for Ozempic.
I know, you're
right. We got Colorado Candy right here in front of her. It's weird.
It is.
It's weird.
You're right.
Oh, well.
BJ and Jamie.
Ace Bedell, we haven't asked you what you're doing for the Turkey Day. I mean, you, your uncle, your dad, your mom, what's going on?
Well, my mom's going to come down from Sterling and cook us a Thanksgiving meal.
Oh, nice.
Nice. Yeah.
Your that's mom cool. is.
Yeah.
Well, that's
and,
nice.
And we decided not to do turkey this year. We're going to do ham.
Ah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. Normally, like ham.
Yeah, normally we do ham at Christmas, but we're going to do ham at Thanksgiving, and then I think we're going to do steaks for Christmas.
BJ's doing tacos.
Yeah, tacos.
Yeah.
Yeah, Taco Thursday.
A little fiesta.
How happy he is about that?
Yeah. Super
pumped. Oh, yeah. Salsa.
Sour cream.
Yeah. Just let it go. You're going to have cheese. You're going to have a real Thanksgiving on Friday.
Yeah, you're
just
right.
Just let it go.
You're
let
right.
Go.
Let go. Gotta let it go.
Let
wait
it
a minute.
Go.
Your mom's coming down doing the cooking, but you're doing ham? You don't have to cook it, do you?
Well, she got to cook all the sides and stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, pick that up at KFC.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Or honey baked.
Honey baked.
Honey baked.
Yeah. Over yeah. the honey baked. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, our hams are good.
Yeah. They're mac and cheese.
All right, we gotta go.
Can I just say a couple things? First of all, let's all give me a round of applause. I went out last night with seven girls, and I am here today.
Woo! Yeah, trooper!
Right. Okay, so thank you very much.
Very good booth.
And number two is I cannot wait to get home and get my freaking phone.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It is so crazy. So I asked Carson to look at this hotel, whatever, and I go, oh, I got to book that. It says only two left. And I'm like, let me set it in my reminders. I couldn't put it in my reminders because I don't have a phone.
Yeah.
It's been a long morning.
Well, he promised to call you.
Yeah. And so then I used...
To let you know.
I used Shmadil's phone. How many times did you try to grab for it when I had it?
Oh, I wanted to just pull it out of your hand the whole time.
The whole time? Yeah. I said, he's got so much anxiety because I'm using his phone right now.
Yeah. You don't know what's going
to
pop up.
Yeah. I can turn it around to look where I normally put it, and I'm like, where is my phone? Oh, yeah.
It's so personal when it's in somebody else's hands.
Yeah. It is, isn't it?
Your
it's
phone.
The worst feeling. It is.
I don't know why. There's not crap on mine, but I feel the same way.
Yeah, when somebody else has it.
You're violating me right now. How about putting my phone? You'd much rather it be in your hands and you showing the screen than them actually having their stinking paws on your phone.
I felt bad because I knew how you were getting anxiety.
The loss
back.
Of control sucks.
It does. Oh, my God. We're so addicted.
Have a great holiday weekend. Everybody enjoy. Be safe. And we'll see you back here next week on Monday. Take care and bye-bye.
Gobble, gobble. Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.